This is Tanya Mosley, co-host of Fresh Air. You'll see your favorite actors, directors, and comedians on late-night TV shows or YouTube. But what you get with Fresh Air is a deep dive. Spend some quality time with people like Billie Eilish, Questlove, Ariana Grande, Stephen Colbert, and so many more. We ask questions you won't hear asked anywhere else. Listen to the Fresh Air podcast from NPR and WHYY.
Good afternoon. I'm Susie Ahn, and this is The Rundown. A coalition of worker rights organizations held a rally in Chicago's Pilsen neighborhood on today's May Day, asking President Joe Biden to issue work permits for all immigrants. My colleague Adriana Cardona-Magigad talked to Jackie Rodriguez with SEIU Healthcare, the union that represents home care and hospital workers.
There are not enough workers to take care of seniors in the home to have adequate staffing levels in hospitals.
Advocates questioned if the federal government gives undocumented workers a special ID number to pay taxes, why can't it issue work permits so that all immigrants can work legally? Also on this May Day, workers at a Portillo's production facility in West Suburban Aurora are celebrating now that they're unionized. After voting Tuesday, they're now the second group of Portillo's workers to join the Iron Workers Union after employees in Addison did so last year. The Aurora group is seeking better wages and working conditions. A top obesity doctor in Illinois says the state should provide expensive injectable weight loss drugs to poor and disabled residents. My colleague Dave McKinney spoke with Dr. Anthony Oriyama, an expert in obesity medicine and a past president of the Illinois Obesity Society. Oriyama says if Illinois is going to cover injectable weight loss drugs for state workers, as WBEZ has reported, it should do the same thing for the state's 3.9 million Medicaid enrollees. Data show Medicaid recipients have higher obesity rates than the general population. WBEZ asked Governor J.B. Pritzker's office why Medicaid isn't included in its $210 million plan to offer that drug coverage to state workers. A spokeswoman says they're open to conversations about broader healthcare equity. A school in Gary, Indiana is on the list of America's 11 most endangered historic places released by the National Trust for Historic Preservation. The trust says Theodore Roosevelt High School is one of only three high schools in Indiana built specifically for black students during the Jim Crow era. The school closed in 2019 and now sits unoccupied. The list of historic sites released today is meant to raise awareness and add fuel to preservation efforts. A descendant of Chicago brewing legend Conrad Seip is resurrecting his recipes for modern taste buds. In 2020, Lauren Mack revived the Conrad Seip Brewing Company, which was started by her famous ancestor in the 1850s. Mack told WBEZ's Reset that because there are no physical recipes to work from, she's had to rely on hints from the past to inform new offerings.
He had written made with Bohemian hops, and we know that that means made with a kind of hops called Saz hops. And then we've got Lake Michigan water, and that's what Conrad was using as well. And then we knew the kind of barley that would have been used and what we needed to add, which was a little bit of corn, to make it just really pop.
The new iteration of Seip beers is available in grocery stores and tap rooms across Chicago. Weather-wise, cloudy with temperatures in the mid-70s. Temps dip tonight with a low around 50 and a chance for showers and thunderstorms. That chance for showers continues on into Thursday with a high near 64. You can find the latest news whenever you want at WBEZ.org or on your radio at 91.5 FM. I'm Susie Ahn. Thanks for listening.